This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, final hour rolling in. Tuesday night, 2016. I keep saying 2016 because I'm trying to forget that it was 2015. You know how you signed everything and put the wrong date on it for about 3 months. And I'm trying to get ahead of that right now. Trying to get ahead of that little curve right now. Anyway, this is Lock and Load. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Going straight to the phones to Kakarot, which is, that's Goku for all of you Dragon Ball Z fans, wanting to talk about psychological warfare. Yes, sir.
Well, I'm glad you know Dragon Ball Z.
There you go.
All the sold parts. I want to be a little bit serious now. Psychological warfare.
Sure.
I know when you're in the military, they allow you to do certain things, other things you can't do, especially under this administration.
Right.
Now, what if there was a manufacturer of arms, ammo especially, that put out publicly that their ammo carried a certain percentage of pig fat in it? Or that a lube had a certain percentage of pig fat in it.
Well, the problem
that was widely addressed across the radio sphere.
Yeah, the problem with it is that in the military, with all of the weapons, the man portable weapons, the AR, or excuse me, the M4s, the handguns, and everything else, they are restricted to use ball ammunition. So they could actually get out there without ever doing anything about it and say they're doing it without actually doing it for the psychological warfare part of it. When I'm talking about psychological warfare, you know, you're talking about them getting out there and them just, giving them sort of a suggestive nudge. My best example of psychological warfare that I've ever read about was during World War II when the British brought in the Gurkhas. Have you ever heard of them?
I've listened to all kind of World War II stories.
The Gurkhas were called the Gurkhas because of their knives, because they had this sort of curved blade knife.
The
Gurkhas would sneak up on a German foxhole that might have three or four Germans in it and kill all the Germans and behead them and rearrange the heads on the wrong bodies and leave that. Next morning when the commander of the relief would come out there and he'd find, you know, Fritz's head on Klaus's body, that had a bit of an effect.
Now, were those the Turkish soldiers?
I'm not really sure what their nationality was. That's the problem with the British Empire. For a time, it was just everywhere. Everybody was in the British Empire.
Right.
You know, the Canadians are in the British Empire, so I don't know. They were definitely of one of the Middle Eastern countries, though.
Right.
And
but
they
the
were... Yes.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, they were a force to be reckoned with. If you're going to get in and fight a physical war, the best way to do it is to be absolutely ruthless and do unthinkable things.
Well, see, that's like I've talked to another show host who you know very well. I expressed to him that one way to solve the problem is to kill the head honcho and then kill his entire bloodline. And let them know that each time they attack, we will kill the entire bloodline of each family member until there is no more.
Yeah, yeah. You've got it. There's a reason they say war is hell. When you say a host that I know, is this a local host to me and you? Are you still with me, Kakarot?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm listening to you.
Well, I was asking you, is this a local host to me and you?
Oh, well, that would be Puddinhead. Bobby Mack, but I'm trying to think of, anyways, Shadow Jumper or whatever it was that he was in the military.
I refer to him as Night Stalker.
Night Stalker, thank you very much. That's what I was trying to figure out.
With Bobby, the thing about Bobby is there's what he says and then there's what he might have been, and he's not out there clarifying anything.
Well, see, I worked with a gentleman like that who was in the military. He has told me many times that at any moment he can be recalled, but that he will not tell me what it was exactly that he did.
I'm being told that the Gurkhas were the British Indian Army, by the way. I'm sure I could be recalled too. Now I don't know why they would. I mean, combat today is definitely a young man's game. Now I could do some slinging and I could do some damage. My durability is not quite what it should be, though.
Well, that happens whenever you hit our age.
Yeah. But, you know, when we get at the age I'm at now, instead of being tactical, I just have to be tactical and just try to be a little smarter than the younger fellows.
I'm just fat.
There you go. Very good. By the way, very shortly, you'll have another option. Well, he's gone. You'll have another option very shortly there, Kakarot, if you're still out there. Anyway. Not too long ago, and I think I can get this in 3 minutes. Not too long ago, 2009, there was a fighter named Sharon Angle, and she came out and she wowed the world, a virtual unknown. She raised $30 million to challenge Harry Reid. She did it with a combination of absolute Christian belief, conviction, righteous anger at the status quo. She loaded up her slingshot of faith and threw a rock at Harry Reid's head. And he barely dodged it. And he had the help in some ways from the GOP. Mainstream media tried to portray her unfavorably. And, of course, the Democrat dirty tricks pushed Reid out of the way a little bit. But she came within 40,000 votes of toppling Harry Reid. Despite all of the tricks played on her, both by the GOP, the mainstream media, and the Democrats, who didn't, you know, he didn't really try, they weren't trying so much, but they were just trying to keep him, you know, voter fraud, all that other stuff, and helping Reid hold his seat. A Vegas bellhop told some people that he and fellow union workers were strong-armed, picked up by buses in order to vote for Reid. Huge percentage of Vegas employees are illegal, so, you know, imagine the hanky-panky that was played there. Her effort fell short. And the mainstream media and the GOP establishment immediately went into spin mode to assure that Sharon Angle or any other true conservative would never threaten their power again. The narrative was the loss was Sharon's fault. She was too much of this and not enough of that. She was a nut. She was a clown. She was a this. She was a that. No, she wasn't. Sharon Angle, I know Sharon. She's a very quiet, unassuming person. She would have made a magnificent senator. The country would be better off today had she beaten Harry Reid. She's sort of like William Wallace from Braveheart. She went down swinging. She fought to the very last. It'd be nice if she went after GOP establishment darling Joe Heck, or then maybe the Democrat Masto for Reid's seat, because Reid isn't going to run again. That would be nice, but, you know, we'll see. We will see. Bear that in mind when you look out there. This has been going on a long time. When we get back, the voters are beginning to become self-aware. They're catching up to the fact that gun control is absurd. We will be right back. We'll be right back.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right. Moving on. As we go along, as we are wont to do. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. I used to know my phone number and could rattle it off, and this is a new one, 877-807-4048. That's the number to call in. Yes, it will be five nights a week, 696 or ET. Two separate polls, both sponsored by big media agencies that are not historically friendly. Guns or gun owners were recently released, and the results for gun grabbers like the president is very bad. This is coming from ABC News and the Washington Post. CBS News and the New York Times both found that a majority of Americans oppose the idea of banning semi-automatic weapons. That's not what they call them. Of course, they call them assault weapons. I have adopted the nomenclature of the Department of Homeland Security, who calls them PDWs, personal defense weapons. That's what I like to call mine. I haven't figured out how to pronounce that. What would that be? Padua? I'll just call it a PDW, shall I? Maybe people have... Maybe the people who watch the Magic Box almost exclusively have been watching it, and they realize that terrorists use box cutters to turn planes into weapons on 9/11. And the Muslim separatists in China, who killed 29 people and injured 130 more last year, use kitchen knives. Or the terrorists who acquired guns and explosives in the heavily gun-restricted California and bought, weren't assault weapons in California because they were California compliant. Or even more restrictive France, where they got fully automatic AKs. Maybe people are realizing that we're abrogating the rights of millions of people in this unlikely hope that it might prevent a handful of evildoers from committing atrocities is not only irrational, but it's also unreasonable. Or maybe people are looking at it and saying, why would they want to take and make us helpless in the face of all of this? I'm being asked a question in the chat room. Hey, Bill, I'm a professor of philosophy in Indiana. I was wondering if you view the President of the United States' actions today as tending to punish law-abiding gun owners before they even commit a crime. I think that he thought that he was punishing them. However, the problem is most of his executive actions are a mere reiteration of what's actually out there. Some of the stuff that he describes is very vague, like getting out there and deciding who's going to be, who participates in the business of selling guns, which is his big cornerstone one that he's talking about. How are you going to determine that? He has no mechanism in place. He wasn't talking about putting one in place. So getting out there and saying you got to report them if they're stolen, and we're going to try to expand the prohibited persons list, which that's covering the mental health. That's the Social Security, okay? That's expanding the prohibited persons list. He wanted to make the no-fly list a prohibited persons list, except he couldn't get that because he knew he couldn't get it. What he's going to do is not going to go unchallenged. Now, what's going to happen is what remains to be seen here is, are we going to get a token challenge from the GOP, or are they going to go after him full bore? If I'm the Speaker of the House, as an example, and the President is coming out with this stuff, I'm out there saying, you know, I'm convening everything, and I'm looking at my friends on the Senate side, and I'm saying, you guys can be whatever you want. I'm defunding the government until this is rescinded. I will not pay for another thing. I will continue to pay the military. I will continue to pay for, this, that, and the other. But all the rest of this stuff, all these little programs and everything, I'm not funding it. I'm not funding it. I'm not going to fund the White House. I'm not going to fund you. I'm not going to fund any of the alphabet agencies. So you guys need to get together, put your little pointy heads together because you're the upper house, and figure out what you're going to do. And if they're not going to do that, then don't do anything, because that's what I expect you to do. The only thing they can do is defund the government, or they can start they can convene the rules of, you know, the articles of impeachment, which would also thrill me, and actually follow through with them. Because this is an attack on, you know, all these other things that he comes up with. There's nothing in business that says it's constitutional or anything else. Second Amendment is, it's the right that shall not be infringed. This is a violation of the Constitution through and through. He should be impeached. So that part of it is I hope that helps you. Everything they attempt to do is intended to punish the law-abiding gun owner and make it harder for us to get a gun. That's what it's intended to do. It has nothing to do with crime. It has nothing to do with protecting you, me, anybody. So I would have to say yes. I think it tends to punish law-abiding gun owners. That was a very long yes, wasn't it? Yeah, it was. Likewise, it's interesting that he's pursuing this because people for the first time are seeing that crime is going down, seeing that crime has been going down dramatically. While the proliferation of firearms, to include AR-type rifles, has been skyrocketing, and rifles of any kind is rarely used. But both polls show majority of support among Democrats for stricter gun controls and an assault weapons ban, and both show majority opposition to those ideas among Republicans. They support it 61-36% on the Democrat side, opposed to Republicans. More definitive, with 70% opposing and only 27% supporting a ban, independents split down the middle. Only on the broader question of making gun laws stricter, 76% of Democrats support the idea, while the same 76% of Republicans think gun laws should remain as they are, made less strict. Democrats are communists. May I say that? Is that politically correct? I mean, somebody help me with this one. Ben, I still have Ben, right? Do I? Okay, Ben, is it okay if I say Democrats are communists? Okay, Ben's in charge of he's running the board, so if he says it's okay, I can get away with it. Thank you. Thank you for that. Democrats choose gun control over armed citizens by 67-25%. Communists, each and every one of them. These poll numbers that are coming out should bother the Democrats, because on top of that, I don't know how that would work, Keith. I don't know how that would work. Keith wants to know if I bought the $100 TRL flashlight for $550 and then he gave me the gun to go with it. Would that be covered? I don't know if it's covering given guns. See, it's very vague. All the vagueness is out there. I don't know. But the voting public is, they have, they're wise to what's going on. The Democrats have decimated themselves. I was asked one time, how come conservative radio is so much better than liberal radio? And I said, look at what you're selling. Higher taxes, we're going to control your life. We're going to make you helpless and harmless. And we'll tell you what to think. We'll tell you what to wear, who to marry, and, you know, what kind of cologne that you can buy. That's just not going to work. We will be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This one I've been saving up. This one I've really wanted to get into. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This is coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Allow me now to attack my particular industry. Not, of course, where I'm at GCN or anywhere else you may hear me. Because anybody that's going to put me on the air, well, they're so conservative, they may need counseling. But that's all beside the point. There's a movie that came out one time called Volunteers. I like the movies because I believe all of the movies actually have sort of a moralistic lesson to be learned. In Volunteers, Tom Hanks plays a well-to-do, yuppie-type dude who's, he's a young fella, and George Plimpton is his father. You know, the Hamptons, and they talk like Thurston Howell III and Gilligan and everything. And at one point, Tom Hanks' character owes money to either a pimp or a bookie. I can't remember. It might be a bookie. And the father's in there trying to negotiate with the bookie and offering him X amount of dollars on the X amount of cents on the dollar and everything. All the while not ever considering while he's talking to this guy that this guy could just rise up and beat his ass just for him existing and wasting his time. Okay? This is the same delusional thing you'll find in the liberal media today. They have an air of superiority and a lack of self-reflection that is stunning. For the liberal media elites, it is very self-evident what they tend to view themselves as sacrosanct and well above any sort of scrutiny. You know, I'm British. I'm half British, and they sound a lot like the British. They have the same kind of thing, and they call themselves the Fourth Estate. How grandiose can that get? It doesn't just serve to inform the people, make them better contributors to the democratic process. This is the virtual fourth branch of government, operating as a watchdog on the former branches to further check their potential abuses of power. Or so they would have you think. Very heady concept to believe that you function to keep the powerful in check when all you're doing is talking about it. it's even more so when no one has ever told you that you too need to be kept in check. Some journalists seem to believe that what they do is so important that nothing will deter them from ambitiously exposing to the public every titillating morsel of information, even if that information might unnecessarily harm people or the national interest. Some of the most self-righteous among them, catering to the public's right to know, is like an unbending religious ritual that transcends every other value in the universe and justifies the vomiting of all information, no matter its actual value to the public or its likelihood of gratuitously harming others. And you've seen the panel interviews of major network talking heads. You have heard their professions, that they have a crucial role in keeping our government honest. They fully believe that. They really do. And that's fine as far as it goes, but it's rarely tempered by humility. There's no self-awareness involved in this. And they, too, are capable of corruption and vulnerable to the trappings of power. And as you have discovered in more cases, they're capable of great, great disingenuosity. They're astonished that anyone would ever question their noble character and honorable intentions. It's sort of like they're saying, as to the dissemination of news, we are gods and gods do not need oversight. Then came the advent of other news. There was, conservative talk radio, Fox News Channel, blogs and blogospheres and YouTube and all this other stuff. Now, realize I say Fox News Channel because they got an axe to grind with them. I don't think Fox News is all that. I really don't. I don't think so. So, you've seen some of the major news media figures of yesteryear shaking their heads in consternation over the lack of proper journalistic processes in the alternative media, which they contend has resulted in sloppy and biased reporting. They have a very delusional self-assessment, if they have one at all. For all of their puffery, it is their own arrogance and bias and corruption and sloppiness and unfairness that led to the rise of the alternative media. If there had been no need for it, we wouldn't be here today. Despite their monolithic liberal views, the mainstream media figures truly believe their own work was above reproach. They don't believe that they are above, they can't be chastened. They cannot learn anything for the rise of the other methods. There was an interview recently between CNN's Brian Stelter and Donald Trump's national spokesperson, Katrina Pearson. And he tried to shame Pearson into admitting that Trump's attack on the media's honesty was misguided and destructive. And she just took her little smug CNN interrogator down a notch every time he he opened his mouth. She put on a clinic on how to turn the tables on these guys. One of the many reasons that Trump resonates is that he refuses to be bullied by this political correctness. Now, Stelter makes one thing. He makes one line. He asks this one question that tells you, what's up, Jeffrey? This one question that he asks Katrina Pearson that tells you right now what he thinks about himself. He says, and he asks, or he said, rather, it worries him that by claiming the media are dishonest, Trump and others are helping to erode trust in the press. The Fourth Estate, of course, is the press. So don't you think that might contribute to America being less great? Do I need to say that again? Do you think questioning the media contributes to America being less great? To Katrina Pearson's credit, she didn't go, did you really just say that? I know you were thinking it, but did you really just articulate that to me? he might have just well said outright that he believes liberal media are special and indispensable and above scrutiny. What he doesn't grasp is that the media's role as government watchdog does not exempt it from accountability for their own excesses and abuses. You know, three branches of government are not beyond scrutiny. They try to be. They're working really hard to make it that way, make you think it's supposed to be that way. But media is no less vulnerable than the government to the trappings of power and to corruption and abuse and now lying, of course. And, you know, freedom of the press. This is an exercise of freedom of the press right here, what I'm doing right here. First Amendment does not just apply to an elite group of print and broadcast media outlets. As much as these elitists want you to believe it does, it applies to every one of us and every media institution, including conservative talk radio and Fox News, if you believe that's a conservative place, and other alternative media sources. The takeaway here is that in their heart, many in the liberal media champion free speech, but just not across the board. Selectively, they champion it. So don't be fooled by their little phony protests about their essential role in preserving good and honest government. It's not that that they seek, but one that advances their shared liberal agenda. They are in cahoots. They are in cahoots. Don't kid yourself on that. They are definitely cahooting. Is that actually a word? I don't think so. When we get back, coming up on the last break, when we get back, we're going to talk about the members of Congress that actually pack a gun and how awesome that is to know that they're out there. This is Lock and Load.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimplySafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimplySafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com right now. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is the last time on the firing line. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Nothing quite so gratifying as a, you know, I look at a politician, I see a shirt collar, I see a tie, I see a staff. Then when you find out there's members of Congress who actually carry a gun, and there are, here's the thing. This part of it is, I'm surprised nobody doesn't talk about this for the most part. Lots of guns carried in D.C. by lots of different people. And some of these people are not so nice. And some of these people would, you'd be surprised how many people carry a gun without going through what you would say typically would be the channels. Some people have dotted the I's and crossed the T's. Some people just carry a gun. And they're there all the time. They carry a gun all the time. And, I mean, they just haven't ever been caught. I don't know what happens if they ever get caught. But, hey, concealed is concealed. Now, there are members, there are dozens of members of Congress who may not talk about it. They may not shout it from the rooftops. But there's a lot of people that go home. And they pack. Alabama Republican Mo Brooks, for example, minces no words when asked if he owns a firearm that he carries. He said, I do have a concealed carry permit, as does my wife. There's terrorism and there's crime. You never know when either one is going to happen. You can rely on terrorists and criminals not to, or you can, what? He's saying it as a statement. You can rely on terrorists and criminals not to hurt you, or you can prepare yourself so they don't hurt you. I trust myself more than the terrorist. Representative Gary Palmer, another Alabama Republican, said asking if he owns a gun is the wrong question. The question should be, how many? Anyway, he declined to say how many he actually owns. Members of Congress are not supposed to keep a loaded gun with them to protect themselves and others as they walk around Capitol Hill. Members may keep firearms in their offices, but have to unload them bullets. That's what the copy says. They have to unload them bullets in order to transport their weapons anywhere else on Capitol grounds, according to the U.S. Capitol Police regulations. I would imagine that part of it gets abused. Yeah. I would imagine that gets abused. Daily Caller asked 38 members of the House Freedom Caucus, presumably the most pro-Second Amendment caucus in Congress, whether they own firearms or have concealed carry weapons permits. 23 caucus members didn't respond. 7 declined to comment, some citing security concerns. 8 said they own guns, 6 of whom have concealed weapons permits. The NRA gave House Freedom Caucus members an average A grade during their most recent election cycle, whether they owned a gun or not. By contrast, 37 Democrats who told USA Today in 2013 that they own firearms earned an average C grade from the NRA during their most recent election cycle. 8 of the 37 have since retired or lost re-election campaigns, including former Arkansas Senator Mark Pryor, former California Representative George Miller, Senator Tom Harkin, Representative William Enhart, former Louisiana Senator Mary Landrieu, former Senator Montana Senator Max Baucus, North Carolina Senator Kay Hagan, and South Dakota Senator Tim Johnson. Six Democrats who owned guns as of 2013 earned an A rating from NRA in their most recent election cycle. Really? Joe Manchin got an A rating. Oh, gosh, okay. Only one Democrat who packed heat as of 2013 received an A+, that being Georgia Representative John Barrow. They have downgraded a number of Democrats since the USA Today reported in 2013. Luckily, now, you know, for me, I've got a list of the people. My representative in Congress carries a gun, Jeff Duncan. So I think that's pretty cool. I think that's pretty good. Another South Carolina representative, Mitt Mulvaney, carries one. Far too many of them, Virginia Representative Dave Bratt. Now, I'm not surprised he carries one because he was the darling of Gun Owners of America right after he won. Mo Brooks said the Second Amendment is the bedrock of all other amendments, and the pro-gun control argument that the Second Amendment only applies to a militia owning firearms is preposterous. He said the purpose of the Second Amendment was to ensure that the citizenry could protect itself from a dictatorial and out-of-control government. It has long been a primary goal of kings and dictators and communists and fascists and the like to disarm the citizenry so that there's a minimal risk of opposition to centralized government dictating to the citizenry that is unarmed and defenseless and unable to assert their rights. That guy just slung that out there off the cuff. That's impressive. Oh, well. So now we know what Obama's going to do. Obama's going to try to make us all gun dealers, which isn't actually going to work because there's no way to actually identify those of us that, you know, going out and buying a gun at retail and then turning around and selling it to somebody at a loss does not make you a gun dealer. It actually makes you, I mean, I wish I had more discipline when it comes to guns. I really do. Background checks, you know, their thing is that they stop a great many people, but they can never point to what crimes have been stopped due to background checks. They can point to people that got stopped by a background check, and then the next thing they don't point out is how many of those were false positives that they said, you know, when you're doing it, they say, seek other information, and then they seek it. And then it gets passed. The other unmentioned thing that nobody talks about, and I don't know how it is, for any of you in other states that have concealed carry permits, I'd be interested to know how this works in your state. In my state, with a concealed carry permit, I don't have to go through a background check at all. Not at all. That part of it is, and there's about 250,000 just like me that don't have to do that. So that's, when you look at that, when you think about that, let's say that all of us bought one gun this past year, and there were 22 million background checks done in the United States. Now, if every one of the concealed carry permits bought a gun in the past year, the 13 million known concealed carry permits bought one gun, and they didn't have to go through a background check. Do you see what this is leading to? So they don't really know how many guns are out there. They don't know who has them. They don't know who's buying them for the most part. There's a lot of people out there would say, well, hey, Bill, the Second Amendment is my concealed carry permit. Well, okay, I get that, and I don't disagree with you. However, for those of you that don't like to be up on a list with a concealed carry permit, you don't have to, in my state at least, you don't have to go through a background check. So what could be better than that? You want to stay off lists and you don't want people to know about your guns? Well, hey, Go get a concealed carry permit. I'd advocate. That's what I'd advocate. I would advocate it all day long. It's easier now to, you know, you don't have to worry about the chief law enforcement officer signing off on NFA items. So you can now go, you know, take that AR-15 pistol and turn it into a short-barreled rifle. You just got to wait now. You don't have to have that the cop sign off on it. That's the only reason to have an NFA trust. And, you know, the other thing is he sped up the background check system, and he's going to make it a little more efficient. And that was unwittingly, he gave us two little Easter eggs there. So, all right, everybody got jacked up and everything. A lot of guns got sold. He is the greatest gun salesman in the world. Let's pop the champagne corks, everybody. Toast. Salesman of the decade, President Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama. And, you know. Enjoy that. Enjoy that. I had a very short conversation with somebody today that drove me crazy, that is fully believes that we can be beaten. We can't be beaten. I know you might not believe that. I know you might think, well, what about this and what about that? Question yourself all you want. When push comes to shove, might not be pretty. It might be pretty bad, actually. But in the end, we win. It's that simple. That simple. They know it, and the only way for it to actually happen is to make you believe that's the way it would be. That they could actually win. We will do this again in the same bat time, same bat channel, 21 hours from now. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Tuesday night. This has been Lock and Load. Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.